At heated Birmingham school board meetings last spring, conspicuously calm Superintendent Craig Witherspoon used a trick a mentor taught him.
You pick a spot on that back wall, and that's what you look at. And never let them see you sweat.
Keeping cool wasn't always easy. 5 of 9 board members wanted him gone and even plotted to make that happen. There had been physical altercations between members. Verbal confrontations were par for the course, as you might guess from the way then-board president Edward Maddox started meetings.
Please respect each other. Please do not verbally attack anyone. Please.
Those pleas rarely worked, and there was, let's call it, procedural disorder. Here's Maddox and former board member W.J. May at a meeting 3 months before the state stepped in.
I move that we take the motion to extend the superintendent's
contract. Mr. President, you're out of order.
We're discussing the superintendent's contract. Mr. May, you're out of order. Just simmer down.
You carry out the meeting.
Let me check with our counsel. Tom, am I out of order?
Maddox, who would not comment for this report, resigned in a plea deal to avoid trial on ethics charges, specifically using his position for financial gain. But long before that, state officials saw board dysfunction as a root of many problems, including a failure to keep a legally required 1 month's operating expenses in reserve. Here's Alabama State Department of Education Chief of Staff Craig Pouncey.
We knew that actions had to be taken in order to improve the financial position of the school board.
Some dispute that. There have been legal battles over the takeover, which so far the state's won. But there may be more. And right now, 2 former school board members, an AEA rep, and 2 other residents are suing in federal court. They say the intervention disenfranchised black voters who elected the board. But state lawyers say the issue isn't voting, but the state's right to act if one of its extensions, a local school board, breaks the law. New school board president Randall Woodfin, an African-American attorney, knows where he stands on that legal issue.
Those 25,000 students trump the voter in this case.
A judge could decide on whether to dismiss the suit in the spring. But the inescapable context of race and poverty won't be addressed that quickly or cleanly. The 94% black, 87% low-income system is a poster child for white flight, and more recently, non-white flight. Though the drop in student population seems to be slowing, overall enrollment's been dropping for decades, which has meant less money coming in. Now add to this challenging picture the stain and the pain of a takeover. Here's the state's Craig Pouncey again.
Those that were not willing to go along are former employees.
After state officials overruled board votes, hundreds of staff were let go or demoted, and schools were closed or consolidated in moves that still anger many. And in case all this isn't rocky enough, the accreditation agency Advance Ed has Birmingham schools on probation for what it calls micromanagement by the old board. That'll be true at least into early spring when a team assesses whether board member training, a clarified chain of command, and a new board have improved the situation. New board president Woodfin sees some good coming out of the intrusions.
Last year, the state did some extreme heavy lifting. I would call it horse pills. They made our school system take horse pills, extremely unpopular decisions. Now that that heavy lifting has been done, we can pivot, and the conversation really should only be about curriculum, teaching, and learning.
Curriculum, teaching, and learning. Imagine that. Of course, even when the very public controversies were at their worst, there were teachers and other staff quietly putting their heads down and delivering those every day. Their voices often get drowned out, but we'll hear from them in part 2. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.